A big weekend of racing coming up. We're still trying to follow the bouncing ball onto this one as to what will happen. I'm pretty sure that Flemington down there in Victoria won't have any crowds. And I've also just got across the story of Nash Rewilla. So he's been banned from entering Queensland because he went to a doctor in Bondi to have his annual medical checkup for his riding licence in New South Wales. He then went to the local government area of Waverley, which is declared a hotspot, and he self-reported that. He lives in a neighbouring jurisdiction but went to his family doctor on Tuesday to have that medical check. He was scheduled to get on a flight from Sydney to Brizzy on Wednesday night, but after he self-reported, he was told he couldn't travel across the border, which is a real shame. He was meant to ride Sweet Deal in the Tats Tiara, which is the Group 1 at Eagle Farm this weekend. Now, the trainer has told... trainer John Thompson has notified that he would need a new rider for Tats Tiara. So that's shattering for Nash Rewilla, but good on him for self-reporting. Let's make some money on this Thursday.
Thursday's Top Tips.
With the one and only Chris Nelson, SEN Trek analyst. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Matty. How are you going this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. That's a bummer about Nash Rewilla, but give him all credit for self-reporting.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he's done the right thing there. Gee, how stiff was he? Just going to get his test there. What was it? What did you call it? But he went there and, God, he could have done it any other time.
That's right. Well, he went to get the checkup for his riding, his New South Wales riding licence. Yeah. So it was just ticking the boxes for his riding licence, and it rules him out of the Group 1 Tats Tiara, which is the feature race up there on Eagle Farm. So I've actually just jumped on board and had a quick look for a replacement jockey. At the moment, they've said not notified. So John Thompson, the trainer, is still looking for a rider for Sweet Deal. Big race weekend at Eagle Farm. So we've got racing in quite a few venues, mate. I'm actually scheduled to go to Randwick on Saturday with a bunch of mates, and it's a pity. I don't think we're going to get there. So they're racing at Caulfield, Randwick, Morphettville in South Australia, and Eagle Farm as well. So that's our focus today. Let's hook in and find some winners, mate. You want to start with race 3 at Eagle Farm?
Yeah, we'll stick with Eagle Farm this week. I'd like to get back onto the Sydney tips again next week, but just while the carnival's still in Queensland, we'll focus on Eagle Farm. And, of course, it is the final Group 1 of the season, the Tats Tiara. So really looking forward to that. That's race number 8 on the card. Is that where you wanted to kick off?
Well, yeah, we can start there. Yeah, let's start with the Group 1. So race 8, happen just about 4 o'clock. The Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara over 1,400 metres. It's worth $600,000, and like you say, the final Group 1 up there.
Yeah, and a very, very open-looking race. Look, you could go with probably 12 mares here. It's for the fillies and mares, of course. I'm going with number 9, and that's Nudge. Look, Nudge has done us so well over this carnival. She's had 2 starts up here for 2 wins. Doomben and Eagle Farm in the Sapphire last time out, and she's just been so strong to the line on each occasion. That Doomben win, she rounded them up from the back of the field, and the Eagle Farm win, well, she just kept coming with a number of other horses to the line, and she was the one that finished the best, widest on the track. Now, she has to drop back 200 metres on Saturday, and of course, she faces stiffer opposition. That was not Group 1 level, but I'm going to stick with her. She's well into double figure odds. As I said, she's as honest as they come. And if you back her each way, I don't think you'll be too far away here. Kieran McAvoy retains the ride. And when it comes to Group 1s, Matt, we know that Kieran McAvoy is certainly a jockey you want to have in your corner.
Yeah, not to mention Chris Waller in your corner as trainer as well.
Exactly.
Hey, mate, you love this. I was on the road the other day on the freeway, and I was on the phone to a mate of mine, and a Chris Waller truck came past going the other way. And I said, I don't think there's any horses in there. I think it's just ferrying a lot of cash because cash and trophies. He wins them time and time again. So Kieran McAvoy and the Chris Waller combination of race 8, number 9, Nudge. That's in the Tats Tiara. Just getting word through that Queensland has just updated its coronavirus situation. 3 new locally acquired cases reported overnight. So let's hope that they can get that under control. Yeah. All right, let's go back and we'll go to race 3. So this one over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, race number 3 is over 1,200 metres, as you say. And I like one here. I thought it might be a bit better price. It's come up around $6 or so, and that is Garofalo. Now, Mass Destruction is probably the obvious here. Mass Destruction was a last start second, and that was behind Satanta here in a very, very close finish in a listed race here at Eagle Farm back on the 5th of June. Now, Garoppolo finished along the fence in the same race, and that was the place that most jockeys avoided throughout the day. So the fact that that horse was able to make ground along the fence and finish off sectionally quite well got me thinking that he might be a chance here. Then you look at the weights. Garoppolo carried 57 with Jaden Lord's claim here. He'll drop back to 51. So he's down 6 kilos,
wow,
whereas Mass Destruction is up 2. So there's an 8-kilo turnaround, and the margin between the two of them was 1.95 lengths. So I'm more than happy to back Garoppolo here each way, number 6.
And that's looking about a $6, $1.90 at the moment. So race 3, number 6, Garoppolo. We'll go to the next on the card. Race 4 is the Gold Crown over the unusual distance of 2,137 metres.
Yes, it's a time-honoured distance, that one, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it might have something to do with the rail being out. But look, two main chances here. And I've gone with the Sydney sider, Chris Waller again. Tommy Berry rides this time in number 1, Polly Gray. Now, she was racing really well. She won successive races, the Gosford Cup and the Lord Mayor's Cup at Rose Hill. And then she came to Eagle Farm last time. Now, she dropped 400 metres, so she was back to the mile, which really probably didn't suit. And she didn't show any dash in the straight. She was beaten just under 6 lengths. But it was a much stronger race. Of course, Nudge won the race, so we rate that race quite highly. But it was either one or two factors. The drop in distance didn't suit, or she didn't handle Eagle Farm. Now, if she didn't handle Eagle Farm, she wouldn't be back here again on Saturday. So I'm saying that she'll handle Eagle Farm okay, and back to that 21.37, as you mentioned, Matt, I think is ideal for her. So I'm sticking with her, Polly Gray. I think she can bounce back on Saturday, number 1.
$2.70 favourite, race 4, number 1. Let's skip ahead to race 7. Actually, let's go to race 5, Chris, because this is a really good initiative, the Battle of the Bush final. So tell us about this one.
It is, but I'll tell you, it's an absolute nightmare for tipsters because we don't know any of the form. It's a great initiative, as you say. There's been a series in some of these country areas of qualifying races where these horses try to win, of course, and get a spot in the final in town. Now, it's the Battle of the Bush, 1,200 metres. It's been run for a couple of years now. Very successful. We get a lot of people from the country areas coming and watching, whether they're owners, trainers, hangers-on, anyone that can manage to get a ticket, they'll come along. And you see a lot of big 10-gallon hats and those sorts of things on track, which is great. But as to finding a winner, well, we don't see half the videos because they're mostly non-tab venues. We've got Emerald, Rockhampton, we've got Bar Calden, Moran Bar, all these places that we've probably never really even been to. So it's a great spectacle, but if you're trying to find a winner, well, I would just go and box up at 4 or 5 in a trifecta or first 4 because you'll probably be able to repay the national debt if you land it.
I'm taking a look at some of the odds. There are 22 entrants for this one at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, only 6 of those are into single figures. So you can find yourself some values.
Yep.
Zillator is the longest at the moment, paying $151. That's number 15 out of barrier 17. So basically the opinion there, race 5, take a dart, have a throw, and see what you can get. That's the Battle of the Bush final.
It's a great spectacle, and that's probably the best way to treat it, a spectacle with a small investment.
All right, race 7, the one before the big one. Let's take a look at this one over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, race number 7, interesting runner here, Shooting for Gold, trained by Matt Hoystead and Stephen O'Day. A very impressive type, resuming from a break. He's a gelding, he's only had 8 starts for 4 wins, and we haven't seen him since he failed in the Magic Millions Guineas behind AIM, of course, back in January. But look, his first 2 runs last campaign were very impressive. He won at Doomben, then he won at Eagle Farm. He's got a good, strong finish. I liked his recent trial. And he's going up against the older horses for the first time, but I think he'll handle that quite okay. So I'm banking on Shooting for Gold for Bailey Notif to make a winning return to the track on Saturday, number 6.
Race 7, number 6, Shooting for Gold, $2.30 favourite. We've covered off race 8, the Tats Tiara, with number 9, Nudge. So we always like to get one to go home with. 9 races on the card. This final one, the WJ Healy Stakes, over 1,200.
Yeah, and it's always nice to be confident when the last race rolls around. I'm very confident here. My best bet of the day will turn up in this race, and it's number one, Baller. James McDonald will ride. Tony Gollan trains. Now, this is a horse I tipped many, many times previous campaigns, and he just kept running on and running on and running on. And then he had a stable change. And the two starts for Tony Gollan have both been wins. First up in the Gold Market of the Gold Coast. That was a nice effort. Glenn Boss rode. He got up along the inside and he settled closer. And that was the key. And in the Morton Cup, the Group 2, he settled a little bit further back. But, gee, made ground in the straight. And then he raced away to score on one by 2.25 lengths. So we know he's proven at Eagle Farm. There's pace in the race. So he will give them a bit of a start. But I can see J-Mac getting him to the outside and he's going to swoop late. And he'll send us home all with a big smile on our face, Matty.
Mate, I've got bad news for you, Chris, because I've just jumped on. What? And according to this page,
not scratched.
According to this page, Baller has been scratched.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, Baller's been
scratched. Scratchings earlier today, and they wasn't there. So, oh, golly.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's a bit stupid. Can we just rewind here for a minute, and I'll pick it up.
Well, let's have a look at what else. So, yeah, it would have started favourite. At the moment, they've got a way game as the favourite. So, Karen McAvoy, number six. We've got Usmanov paying $5.50. So, they're two of the shortest in the field after the scratching. So that must have just come through, that scratching of Baller.
I'm just having a look now. I did not know that was scratched. Baller. 9.03 this morning.
There
I generally
go.
Check when I get out of, when I wake up, but I check too early. So 9.03 this morning. Apologies for that.
That's all right.
There you go. That's what happens when you declare one.
That's all right. Did you have a backup?
Well, yeah, I'll back it up. I'll go with number seven here, Zanaya.
Okay.
I know an awkward gate, yeah, very average gate. Andrew Mellium will ride, ran second to Baller last time out, so that's pretty obvious that I go with Zanaya. But look, she's raced well all campaign, and she's got a big finish. And as I said, there's still good speed in this race. Baller wasn't part of that speed. So we've still got a good tempo up front. Usmanov, away game, Bella Nipotina, Dr. Zeus, they'll all go forward. Zanaya, well, she races well here at Eagle Farm, and she likes the pace on. So we'll go with her instead. We won't make her the best of the day, but we'll go with Zanaya.
From Barrier 14, or probably come in one now, that Baller was going to run from Barrier 10 anyway. So you're prepared to take that on. So Zanaya is race 9, number 7, a $12 chance at the moment. So we might have tipped our listeners into some more cash to leave with, because Baller would have been shorter than that.
Baller would have been about $4. So, yeah, this one's a far better price. And $12 seems very generous for a mare that's been racing really well, and especially at Eagle Farm. And that's a definite positive.
Yep. Good on you, Chris. Thanks for that, mate. Have a good weekend. Stay safe up there and good punting.
Yeah, same with you, Matty, and to everyone listening in. Have a great weekend.
There he is, Chris Nelson, SEN track analyst, who gives us his tips every Thursday, is all across it. So I'll run you through them. Race 3, this is Eagle Farm. Race 3, number 6. Garoppolo, race 3, number 6. Race 4, number 1, Polly Gray. So race 4, number 1. As far as race 5 goes, the Battle of the Bush, take your pick. And that's not the name of the horse. Just go for it, because you don't know what they've been doing out there in the bush. They're going to come back and have a crack at the big smoke of Eagle Farm. So just go looking for some value. Race 7, number 6, Shooting for Gold. So that's race 7, number 6. Race 8 is the final Group 1 of the Eagle Farm course this Saturday. What is it? Race 8, number 9, Nudge. Race 8, number 9, Nudge for the Tats Tiara. And race 9, we're now going number 7, Zania, after Baller was scratched early this morning. So race 9, number 7. We appreciate Chris's time every Thursday, and let us know how you go next week. 0457 736 736 is the text line. You've been very, very busy. We're getting closer and closer to Tommy's Tribune this morning. Michael at Ramsgate Beach has jumped on with his own alliteration. Brisbane boys bashed, bruised, badly beaten, bewildered bugger. Brisbane boys bashed, bruised, badly beaten, bewildered bugger. Thank you, Michael. I'm sure that will raise an eyebrow at the editorial meeting that we'll be having soon that you're all invited to. No Zoom, no worries. All you got to do is just stay tuned, and you can listen to the process that we go through in the editorial meeting for Tommy's Tribune to come up with the headlines, predicted headlines for the paper that we don't print and is widely read by no one. By the way, somebody here has just texted through without a name saying COVID update at 12:30 today instead of 11 a.m. Okay, thank you for that. So we'll check that out with the New South Wales government page and, of course, New South Wales Health. This is Mornings with Matt White on 1170 SEN. You can be part of it anytime.